Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is the broadcast for January 4th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal remains the same, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and do so in the traditions of our founders. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. First, we have Fred in Iowa who wants to make a comment about what's going on. Hi, Fred.
Yeah, hi, Sam. First of all, I want to say I have the utmost respect and admiration for you and Pete Santilli. Now, I'm pushing 80, and I wanted to get out there, but I have to sleep in my pickup. If I come out, I will be unarmed. Okay, I'm not saying that people that gather together out there in Bern, southeast of Burns, Oregon, you know, not to be unarmed. But this is an extremely important issue, and we have to keep cool heads. Now, Alex Jones said some salient things, and what he said, we are winning politically. In other words, we are slowly but surely getting the word out and waking people up, and we cannot let this get out of hand. Now, this may sound stupid, but, you know, after 80 years, and I'm still, you know, pretty vigorous man, I don't particularly want to die, but by golly, if the lead flies, they have to make the first shot. And if I'm out there in front, I'm going to be holding both my hands in the air. I might be praying at the same time. But if I got to die, I got to die.
And we understand, and we think there's better ways to handle it than dying at this point. I understand what the Bundys want grievance-wise. I disagree with the way they're going about it is the point. Got to fly to other calls and other things that are happening, Fred. Thanks for your understanding. All right, we've got the president of 3%ers of Idaho on the line with us. And he was at the rally with us. I first met his acquaintance at this rally. I did not know Brandon before then. But I am appreciative of Brandon Curtis and his leadership of an example. He was one of the key people that organized the rally that took place in Burns, Oregon. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So you guys put this rally together, right?
Well, we actually did that in support of the Oregon 3% and some other individuals in our area.
Okay. Who was the primary instigator to put the rally together?
That would be the Oregon 3% leadership, and we did that in support with them.
With who?
The Oregon 3% leadership.
All right. So the Idaho and the Oregon 3%ers are the one that put it together. Was Ammon a leader in that, or did he just take advantage of this?
Well, Ammon was a part of planning the organization, organizing the rally. However, we and the Oregon 3% are the ones that promoted it, put it out there, got it going, got the troops there, so to say, from the organizations and the community. Ammon was a part of all the planning, including the town hall meetings prior to that, to get the community behind what we were trying to do and accomplish at that rally. And what I feel we did accomplish during that rally.
And I want to make this very clear. Everything Ammon did up until the point of taking over that building was along the lines of what we think should be done, right?
Correct. The rally was a very large success. It was very peaceful. We were able to meet with the Hammonds when we marched past your house. You were there, so it was a very emotional moment for everyone involved in that rally, including the Hammonds. I don't think the Hammonds realized how much support they had, and when they saw that standing in front of their house, it was
incredible. It was Brandon, how many remarkable people do you think were at the rally? What was your estimate?
Well, we actually counted. We had 342 people that walked. That does not include all the people that lined the streets, sat in their driveways and chairs, and cheered us on.
Okay, because I know there was way more than 300 people there. That's for sure. The whole street was taken up for blocks.
Correct.
All right. Now, the problem I'm having with what's gone down in Ammon, I understand his concerns. I understand his frustration. I understand there's no redress of grievances. I understand there's no due process. That's what he's against. In my opinion, though, his actions completely went off the rails. We, the CSPOA, and myself, Liberty Roundtable, and our talk show, we stand against what he's done. I believe he's setting back what we're trying to accomplish, sir.
You know, I've been approached since that's happened. You and I spoke last time on the phone in great detail. Our stance is the same. We don't support how it was executed. We don't support how it went down. Although we understand the reasoning, we understand his position, we understand what he's trying to accomplish. We really do. And that we can get behind as far as the reasoning. But what I can't get behind is the way it transpired, the way it was executed.
Now, we had on Pete Santilli last hour, and he was basically talking about, hey, you know what, we don't know how many people are there. There might be a million. There's a patriot behind every blade of grass. And, you know, Ammon and their cause is just. It's not federal building or federal government land anyway, and so therefore a crime has not been committed. Look at your Constitution. You know, I agree with all the points that he's making, except for, you know what, we have a reality that we live in today. And we've got a certain situation that we've got to roll back in terms of the federal government being out of control. We can't just jump back to yesteryear and pretend that's the way reality or life is currently. For example, there are FBI agents. There is a building that they're calling a federal building. We can debate in lawsuits if we want to. We can debate in the legislatures if we want to. What we can't do, though, is just claim things are a certain way when they've been operating differently for 100-plus years. There's a reality matrix, in other words, that we've got to contend with. There's the education of the population that we've got to contend with, etc. And so even though I understand what Pete's saying, I disagree a little bit in terms of, we strive for and teach towards the ideal, Brandon, but we live in the real, right? There's reality here.
That's correct. There is reality there. There is a time, for civil disobedience, if you will, in a controlled narrative manner. And that civil disobedience, in my opinion, is community standing up together to take action through redress of grievances, you know, where you're going to call out your elected officials, you're going to go through the process in that manner versus just going and occupying building.
Well, and I wish, just imagine, instead of the how many ever we had, 500-plus there, on Saturday, what if we had 500,000 or 50,000? I'm telling you right now, the Hammonds would be free today, sir.
Absolutely. I believe that 100%.
And that's, in my opinion, the critical point of, you know what, we can peacefully assemble, we can push for a redress of grievances. I don't think the sheriff could leave or do anything if we said we're surrounding the sheriff's office, nobody's armed, we peacefully need the sheriff to come here and have a conversation with us. We need to make sure that the Hammonds are free, that we press the pause button until this can get worked out. I'm telling you, our greater numbers could have been the peaceful solution of the day. And I'm grateful for what happened, but I wish we had more of us. And until we get more of us, we're not going to peacefully be able to resolve these things. And I believe Ammon has set us back. Now, you guys put together a press release. Do you want to read part of that and give people kind of an understanding of what you guys wrote after the fact?
Sure, absolutely. Let me get this here.
Okay, I'm just saying that's kind of a critical component so that people know what the three percenters are saying. It's an Idaho press release, but it really relates to all of us pretty much, right?
Absolutely. And I do want to say while I'm pulling this up here, we did try to open up communications with the sheriff a while ago to prepare him for something like this happening, and the sheriff is really dropping the ball, in my opinion, by not opening up the lines of communication with patriots such as myself, who has spent time in Burns. I've met with the sheriff previously. He's gone dark, if you will. He finally was able to open up some communication with one of our members yesterday, and I was with the judge of Harney County as well. So his communications are starting to open up. They should have done this a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a day late and a dollar short at this point. We're grateful for anything he can do. But really, it's his lack of engagement that has taken things to this level.
Absolutely. And I sat across a table from him a month ago, and I explained to him, if he didn't get in front of this, the element that may come into his county and his town was going to be a problem. And I tried to engage in dialogue with him, and he wasn't hearing anything about it. My background is in law enforcement of 11 years, and so I see both sides. And I tried to warn him of that, and he was not going to have anything about it.
What a tragic situation. We shouldn't even be at this point. And that's one issue that I think we really need to spend our time on, Brandon, is, you know what, whether you agree with Hammond or not isn't the point. The fact that we're at this point, it can be somebody else tomorrow, somebody else tomorrow. Kurt documented and focused on it, my co-host, is kind of like the blowback that occurs when the government flat-out violates the law on their end.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's a good way to go about things, and we need to be pushing hard. We need to be pushing forward. This situation, although we all agree, we understand Hammond's position, it's really created a divide, even the Patriot movement. And it's really unfortunate. As far as the 3% of Idaho's, and I'll just read this little excerpt. I think it hit.
All right, give me just a second. We'll take a quick pause. We'll come right back to your press release. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Curtis is with us. 3%ers of Idaho. He's the president, doing a great job. We're grateful for their calm heads, their leadership, and we're grateful to partner with them for solutions. That's what we're working on. We'll get to those in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, our guest, Brandon Curtis, he's president of Idaho 3%. Ladies and gentlemen, they're doing a great job up there. They're teaming up with Oregon 3%. We had an incredible peaceful rally. It was incredible. Then Ammon Bundy and crew went off the rails. We don't support what they're doing, but we understand their frustration. Most importantly, we need to look forward. What's been done is done. They've already done it. Whether you like it or not isn't the point. We got to peacefully work to get them out. We got to peacefully set the dialogue to discuss the real grievances that have been taking place, the lack of due process for the Hammonds, for the Bundys, for the Hags, for all of us. I mean, the list goes on and on. Before we get to the press release, Brandon, I want you to quickly tell everybody your website.
Sure. Our website is www.iii%. lowercentidaho.org.
And percent is P-E-R-C-E-N-T, spelled out, right?
Correct. It is spelled out. And it's lowercase I-I-I, percentidaho.org.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. Now, the Three Percenters of Idaho created a press release after the peaceful rally when the Bundys and others did what they did. We stand against their actions of taking over that building. You know, we can debate. It's hard to have terms when people are so different on their beliefs. If you say federal building, Ammon says it's not. Well, he's right. Takeover. We didn't take anything over. We're just, you know what, sitting on the people's property. The federal government doesn't have rights to it. Well, we agree with all these discussion points. The problem is it's very hard to have a dialogue unless you call something something or what. And we live in a reality situation. And so with that understanding, the 3% of Idaho issued a press release. Go ahead, Brandon.
Sure, and I'll just read an excerpt out of here.
Please.
That would just drive the point home rather than the whole thing. Unbeknownst to the 3% of Idaho, Oregon 3%, its leaders, associations, rally participants, or the citizens of Harney County, these actions were premeditated and carried out by a small group of persons who chose to carry out this takeover after the rally. The 3% of Idaho, 3% of Oregon, the Oregon Constitutional Guard, and the Pacific Patriot Network organizations in no way condone nor support these actions. They do not mirror our vision, our mission statement, our views in regards to upholding the Constitution, the rule of law, or due process.
Amen. Couldn't have said it better myself. We completely agree. Now, can you send me, I know you gave me a PDF of this, but can you send me some kind of editable version? What I want to do is post this on my website so people can understand your press release as well. It's hard to take from a PDF to do that. If you can get me an easier copy to post, that'd be great. We'll do that. Now, we're focusing on the peaceful rally. We're now focusing on how we can help create a peaceful resolution of this. We don't want anybody dead. We want to create a dialogue on the real issues in America that have not been addressed for so long. That's the problem. The sheriff typifies the reality of the problem. Due process has not been honored in many of these cases. That's really what's making the frustration boil over. Unless this gets appropriately addressed, even though I do not support those efforts, I believe more and more of this will happen. So we want to focus on, one, getting them peacefully out of there. Two, want a peaceful dialogue for solutions going forward. And three, we really want to push for this humanitarian effort, or this peaceful effort to create a release for the Hammonds. They would call it a compassionate release. Do you think that's likely?
Well, if the community can get behind it, we get enough people behind it, I believe we need to get into the court of public opinion. And one of the issues that we've run into is we have been doing this for months for them and talking to people. People don't really understand the layers and how complex this whole case is with the Hammonds. I really encourage and urge people to do their research before taking an opinion. I've heard so much misinformation out there about it. We have literally read every court document. We have copies of those items. We even, including the grand jury indictment, we have a copy of. So it's important that people do their research. Anything we do as an organization, or even as myself, is always going to be fact-based. And when you do the research and you take a stand, when everyone came out to the rally yesterday, or on Saturday, excuse me, they understand the facts, and they're going to support the Hammonds and realize that they, in fact, are a victim of the tyranny of the federal government.
But our job is primarily an educational one at this point, Brandon, and that's part of the thing that I don't think Ammon really understands. Until you get enough Americans to really understand these issues and advocate for our rights and stand up for them, I don't care what happens, you're not going to gain ground.
Correct. Correct. Had the situation out there right now, had you got the community behind it, it would have been a whole different story. If the community stood up and said, we want to take back the federal property and take it back as the county's property and maintain and look over that ourselves, and they want to go do that through the process that they need to do, that's an entirely different story.
You know, what people don't understand is even if you were to get, well, let's say you were to give a communist nation freedom tomorrow, they'd throw it away because they don't understand it. And that's kind of the problem that we're facing. In America today, unfortunately, it's of great concern, I agree. The sad part is right now when we're trying to free the Hammonds, the sheriff and a lot of people can't even work on this. The media doesn't even get a chance to focus on this. They're so busy tied up with the Bundy siege or whatever you want to call it that we can't even get to some of these real issues that we're working on. It's becoming a great stumbling block. Chris in Vegas has a comment. Hi, Chris. Are you there, Chris? All right, Chris disappeared. What do you think of that, though, Brandon? I'm saying that, really, the Bundys and these people now, they're creating, really, a sideshow that makes it impossible for us to focus on what's important. Chris, are you there now?
Yes, I am.
Sorry. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Yes. I want to thank you first, Sam, and to Vince also, for this outstanding, true, honest journalism that you put forth on the airwaves, both before on Joyce's show and on your show. The actual truth and facts of the matter are so important to make a critical, due diligent examination of the situation to be able to come to a proper conclusion.
Thank you, sir. We do our best to focus on the who, what, when, where, why of a story every time, and that's our goal.
Well, the unfortunate concept that underlies this whole situation is there's a truism in law, and I'm sure you're quite familiar with it. You cannot break the law to enforce the law. This is supposed to apply to both government agents and actors and to the people also. Whenever we break the law, we become a lawbreaker.
I couldn't agree more. I think the Bundys have made a huge mistake. They've almost unwound all the good we've done for them. Brandon, Idaho 3%. Do you want to speak to that?
Well, I'm really concerned about where Ammon Bundy is getting his information. There's some close people to him that may be giving him bad counsel, or maybe even technologies that are directing him in the wrong path on this one. But if we remember back to Waco, it wasn't long after Waco when the pendulum of public opinion had swung away from the government that they precipitated the Oklahoma City bombing at the Murrah Federal Building. This is a tactic that they've perpetrated over and over. Whenever the pendulum swings too far against the government, then they want to create a new event to swing it back their way. And I'm afeard that this is precisely what they're doing with the Oregon event, on the heels of their bruise to their ego at the Bundy Ranch.
I agree. Hey, thanks for the call, Chris.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We're kind of in a big hurry to go. Brandon, what do you think of that? I agree with Chris.
Yeah, I do agree with Chris, absolutely. You know, the Bundy name has a large following, so that certainly is something that's behind this. You know, we have a great responsibility as constitutional people, patriots, whatever you want to call it or however you want to chalk it up. We have a great responsibility because all the eyes are on us. And in the last 5 years, as we all know, the patriot movement is just on fire. People are waking up. People are wanting to get involved and make these changes. We have a great responsibility as leadership to make sure that we lead and guide these guys in the proper way.
He also brought up this point that you can't break the law to uphold the law. I, again, concur, and that's kind of the problem. Now, what Ammon would say is, well, those aren't laws. They're bogus. It's government run amok. He's right, but, again, there's a reality in the world which we live in. And unless we're going to have a flat-out armed revolution, you're going to have to work through the system to some degree. And we advocate working through the system. We don't advocate the armed response.
Correct. You have to go through the proper channels. You know, and we have to remember, we didn't get to where we're at overnight. And we're not going to fix it overnight. And so as much as we can even look at the Second Amendment, for example, any restriction on our firearms and guns is unconstitutional. But that doesn't mean we can drive down the road with a tank because it's, you know, or a short barrel rifle right now. We need to make those changes. As much as I don't agree with those laws, it doesn't mean that we can just go violate them, because if we get locked up in prison, how are we going to make changes from there the proper way?
All right, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Brandon Curtis is with us, president of Idaho 3%, iiipercent.org.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Brandon Curtis, Idaho 3% riding shotgun. I misstated their website a little bit. I apologize, folks. Okay, it's IIIPercentIdaho.com. Or .org, sorry. Wow, I'm getting this all screwed up. It's IIIPercent spelled out Idaho.org. So it really means 3%, but it's III, Roman numeral 3. Percent spelled out Idaho.org. Is that right, Brandon?
That's correct.
All right. Brandon Curtis, president of Idaho 3% with us. You know, my co-host brought up an important point last hour. Pete Santilli was on with us. He is really advocating for the Hammonds. He's saying, hey, you can't call it a federal building. You can't say it's a takeover. The federal government took it over. Ammon and the people are just asking for it to be returned to the people. And so I agree with the general idea. The problem comes that our reporting, if we take that tact, almost suggests that we back what Ammon's doing. And if we take that tact, it's almost such a departure from the current modern lexicon of understanding that Americans won't even follow it. 90% of Americans won't even get the discussion. It takes a lot of education to even understand. So we've got to be very careful not to back what Ammon's done, but yet advocate for his causes. And so Kurt, my co-host, wisely brought up that, hey, you know what? They're right on a lot of points, and of course they'd want support and aid for their cause. How do we walk that fine line, Brandon Curtis? That's really the question, isn't it?
It is a great question, and it is the question. And myself and my organization, as Idaho 3%, are going to take a stand, and I made this clear to the county officials. Although we not may agree with how it transpired, how it was executed, and the situation, but don't we also all have a responsibility as people, patriots, however you want to tag it, to also make sure that doesn't turn into another Waco? Even though we may not agree with why they're there, we still need to protect them while they're there and not allow it to turn into a bloodbath or turn into a Waco. So we also have that responsibility from the outside. So we're monitoring that very close as a support, as a support mechanism, if you will. We don't have to agree with it, but there's still human beings up there, and we need to make sure that they aren't harmed, because they're still guaranteed the same rights that we fight for.
Now, you and I had a conversation off air last night, Brandon, that I think is worth bringing on air for the discussion. I said to you, Brandon, what do you think we ought to do about this? What are you guys advocating for? What should we do? You made a couple of points, then I kind of added an idea to that. I think there are solutions out there. I really do.
Absolutely. There are solutions out there. You know, this could also get the attention of the situation for the Hammond, and you know, get this into the court of public opinion so that way the U.S. Attorney's Office is saying, okay, we need enough people to stand up and say, okay, this whole situation, whether you agree with Ammon or not, is wrong. But what Ammon is doing, nobody can disagree, is bringing the spotlight through the media, whatever you will, to the Hammond case. And yes, the Bundy name is attached to it, which does somewhat deter from it, but it is bringing the spotlight there. And if it's directed correctly, we as citizens and Americans can have a positive outcome from this.
You and I both focused on this idea that what we need to do is create a dialogue with open communications. And if we really do that, and if we really speak to a redress of grievance and really speak to due process and really have a sit down with Ammon and the crew there, they have indicated that they would do that. They've tried to keep the lines of communication open. Well, the government's tactic usually is to chop off all communications and just start to use their superior, quote, firepower. That's the wrong thing to do. There are ways to discuss this, to create some kind of a solution where they could come out or just stay there and talk. We are in no hurry. No one's lives are being threatened. No one's in physical danger now. Why don't we keep it that way as the starting point and create a dialogue for the whole world to see?
Absolutely agree. And that was the discussion I had with some county officials yesterday before I left town. He looked at me and he said, you know, Brandon, what do we do? He understands my background. He understands my position in the movement today. And my response to him was, leave them alone for the time being. They're not hurting anybody. They're not burning buildings. They're not, you know, we may not agree that they're there, but now they're there. So how do we deal with it? So my suggestion then was leave them alone and open dialogue. Start to communicate with them and see if they could come to a peaceful resolution for this. And I actually spoke to Ammon Bundy this morning. He called me just before you did. And that was the conversation him and I had. And I made it very clear to him that I didn't agree with how things had gone down and couldn't support the execution, as we all agree. But I also told him there's still people up there, and I relayed what you and I spoke about last night to him. And he's in agreement with that.
And so I believe that myself, you, Richard Mack, could literally get in there and broker a deal between the federal government and the local municipalities. By the way, the more the federal government stays out of it and the local municipalities deal with it, the state deals with it, the better off we are. I believe we could literally have an all-hands-deck meeting and we could peacefully deal with this thing. I really believe it's possible. The question is, will the federal government allow that to happen at this point? Their pattern is no. Their pattern is to pull a Janet Reno, gas them all out and create a Waco or whatever you want to say. We've got to make sure that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. And we need to show that we can be those advocates between Ammon and those the federal agencies or whatever. The federal agencies need to stop. These things keep happening. These things keep coming up, and they need to stop and take a look at the situations and ask themselves, how can we have a different outcome? Through history, we all know the outcome has been deadly, and we need to move away from that mindset with the federal government.
And I never want people to believe I support the action Ammon took. However, what they need to understand, the federal government better get this loud and clear. I was talking to Kurt Crosby, my co-host, about this on the way home from Oregon the other day. And Kurt brought up this idea about blowback. It's been documented by the CIA and the military. When we go play World Cop around the world and intervene in everybody's affairs, they hate our guts, and eventually it will create anger and angst and war directed towards us. The same thing's happening on a domestic level where the government has violated due process for so long. They've ignored a redress of grievances. They've ignored the law. They've violated the law. They've gone as the aggressor. I mean, they're the ones that created an armed stage set off for the Bundys in the first place. The government brought guns first. Let's be very clear. Okay, but because of that, whether it's Ammon today and somebody else and somebody else and somebody else and somebody else tomorrow, this is going to do nothing but escalate unless the government starts to back off and have dialogue, starts to back off and obey the law, starts to respect due process and our checks and balances in America. This isn't China. This is America. And until they do that, it's going to get worse. I'm not saying that I'd be part of that. I'm not saying that I like that. I'm just telling you the reality on the ground, Brandon.
Absolutely agree. The just as much as we have a responsibility to do things correctly and do things lawfully, however you want to put it, the federal government has more of a responsibility on their shoulders when these things happen to make sure they handle it appropriately. And like you said, history has shown that they have not done so. They've gone in with a heavy hand. You know, we are in control and we're going to do it our way. That's not the right approach because this will just get worse.
All right, I want to play the CSPOA press release. A buddy of ours, Kevin Blake, put it in audio form. I'm going to play that because I think it's worth listening to. And then we'll talk about that. It's a video, so it's got these.
The following is a press release from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, dated January 3rd, 2016, by Sheriff Richard Mack. On January 2nd, 2016, four of us representing the CSPOA attended the rally at Burns, Oregon, on behalf of the Hammond family. It was an extremely frigid day, and being outside was not fun or the least bit comfortable. But the cause we were there to support was worth enduring the inclement weather, so we persevered. We met at the Safeway parking lot, and after a few instructions about where we would be heading, we all started the march. The crowd was estimated at approximately 600 people. As we marched up the street towards the sheriff's office, the crowd looked massive as it completely filled the street from side to side for over 2.5 blocks. It was inspiring. There was never any sign or chance supporting any kind of violence. The large majority of the protesters were not armed. We stopped briefly by the sheriff's office and threw hundreds of pennies on the walk at the office front door. Many said the pennies represented a sellout by the Harney County Sheriff for not stopping the impending arrest of Dwight and Steve Hammond. There is no question that the Hammonds' rights have been violated by the federal government. However, the Hammonds did not want an armed confrontation or violence of any kind, which coincides exactly with the CSPOA platform. So we went there in complete support of the Hammonds and their peaceful approach. After we passed the sheriff's office, we went to the home of Susan and Dwight Hammond. They came outside and waved as numerous protesters laid flowers on their doorstep. A few of us spoke briefly with the Hammonds and offered our support and apologies for what they were going through. They were very gracious. Then suddenly, with no announcement to do so, the crowd broke out singing Amazing Grace. Yes, this group of radical extremists, as the media has often called them, did a radical performance of Amazing Grace. As we headed down the road, Dwight Hammond, who has been sentenced to an additional 5 years for the crime he has served time for and paid all subsequent fines for, yelled to the crowd, "This is not about me. This is about our country." Yes, this is about our country, our liberty, and our sacred Constitution. This is about the federal agents who have done the same thing the Hammonds have been charged with, and for which they have received no punishment whatsoever. How many times in America have federal officers burned up forests and neighborhoods due to their controlled burns, ending up out of control?
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll finish that in just seconds. We'll talk to Brandon a little bit more. What can you do is the question. We'll take Brandon, get Brandon's take on that and more. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, "Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh?" My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Brandon Curtis. He's president of Idaho 3%, ladies and gentlemen. And their website is iiipercentidaho.org. Check it out today. They're doing a wonderful job. They're providing true leadership for solutions in America, and I'm grateful for their friendship, their partnership, and their support. We're currently playing a press release. It is available at libertyroundtable.com, CSPOA.org, and other sites from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, written by Sheriff Richard Mack. We supported the peaceful rally that day on Saturday, absolutely, and still do. We don't support what Bundy's doing at all. However, here's the rest of the press release, because I think it's important. Then we'll talk about it with Brandon.
Answer is simple. Dozens and dozens and all the time.
Hold on, let's just...
Federal officers burned up forests and neighborhoods due to their controlled burns, ending up out of control. The answer is simple. Dozens and dozens and all the time. But the Hammonds have conducted themselves with class and humility. They have exemplified strength, courage, and dignity. We should emulate their patriotic and peaceful spirit and stand with them as they go through this unspeakable federal victimization. We should allow nothing to detract from the Hammonds' plight and the wonderful rally that was held in their honor. The Hammonds had tears in their eyes as they viewed the huge crowd of well-wishers and thanked each of us for our support. Thus, for the record, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association does not support or condone the occupation by those individuals who have taken over the federal wildlife building just outside of Burns, Oregon. With all our hearts, we appeal to all those occupying the federal facility to immediately vacate the building and go home to their families. Local officials, including the Harney County Sheriff, are still working for a peaceful resolution on the Hammonds' behalf. We will continue to work and pray for its success.
There you have it. I think the final statements tell you the tale the most. We don't support what Hammond's done. We do need to find a peaceful resolution for this. We also need to really push that the Hammonds are freed. You know, part of the claim that Hammond would say was, you guys, nothing's happening. Nothing at all is in our favor. If we can literally get the sheriff and get the local officials to guarantee the release and or the preventing of the Hammonds from going to jail, that would prove that we can push for due process. We've got to get that done, Brandon.
I would agree. That is the ultimate goal, regardless of what's going on in the background. That is will be the continued goal of our organizations that are involved over there to make that happen.
All right, do you have an update on that by any means, on any of the progress there? I feel like we're running out of time. And the feds, again, if the feds really want to put an olive branch forward and get people together for a peaceful dialogue, that's the most peaceful solution they can start with. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Biggest piece of advice I can give is not to sit quietly. Change can be made, but it can only be made in loud voices with a lot of numbers behind it and done so in the correct way. We can't make change by sitting on our computers reading Facebook updates or news stories. You've got to get involved. You've got to be a voice. You've got to be loud. It's amazing how many people sit back, complain about how things are, whether it be the Hammonds or anything else in this country, but yet they sit in the shadows. Don't be afraid to stand up. Don't be afraid to be that voice and make a change. Go find an organization like ours. Idaho's organization is over 2,000 strong, and we are a voice in our state. We are well-respected in our state. And if you want to take a stand, I encourage you to go find an organization that operates above board, operates with morals and integrity, and is professional. I can't stress that enough. You can't get credibility if you don't have those things. Get involved.
All right, there's some people emailing me from the Power Hour show that I appeared on before our show. And they're saying that the Hammonds had to sign over their land to the feds. Also, the sinister reason the federal government wants the Hammonds' land is very interesting. This writer basically emails and says, I'm so sorry we had to go to this level, but those details make all the difference in the world. I agree and disagree. A lot of what they say is true. That still doesn't justify it. Brandon, did they take over or did they force them to sell the ranch?
So what took place was the federal government, through the federal court system, forced the Hammonds to sign what is called a first right of refusal. They cannot transfer their property, deed their property to anybody else, or sell their property without first giving the BLM the opportunity to purchase that property. And this is the first time we've heard of this. As much research as we've done, we have not been able to find another case where this has happened.
And hold on. And we agree this crosses the Rubicon to unacceptable when it comes to private property. We agree. Okay, so we understand the nature. These aren't new tidbits that are coming to light. We've known about this. Brandon's known about this. This is new in terms of we've never heard of it happening before. But this doesn't change our position in the case, Brandon.
No, it does not. It absolutely does not. There's a lot of things that they've put in place to restrict the Hammonds that are not new to this case, but new overall, such as they cannot spend or purchase anything over $500 without getting first approval through the federal court system or the parole officers. I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, and really, somebody needs to push a court case, because when you force someone to sign a first right of refusal by force, the contract would be null and void. There's fraud involved there. That should be vetted in the courts. That all congressmen and senators should be going ballistic about. That is where we should get a million Americans to stand up and surround the sheriff's house or somewhere and say, listen, we're peacefully here, but this is unacceptable. That's the issue that should be taken to the mainstream press. These facts should get out. But you know what? The mainstream press is not our friend, and we don't have a big enough microphone. But if Americans would help us buy back the media, we could tell the tale. And so it just goes to the greater numbers of the people, and there are peaceful opportunities. Most Americans don't even know these facts, Brandon, and that's the difference that could create the sea change in our favor.
Absolutely. And if you or I were to go force someone to sign a contract under coercion or duress, that's a voidable contract. That's illegal. So why is the federal government able to do that? Because that's what they did to the Hammonds.
Well, and remember, the government only derives its just powers from the consent of the governed. So the government can only take power that I have to give it. And I don't have the power to demand what the Hammonds do with their land, so neither does the government. So this is very clear, and this is an example of we really need to take this to the bank. Who has got a million Americans to put together to take an article out in the USA Today, or to put flyers all over the nation, to buy news coverage, to tell the tale peacefully of the issue? Okay, we don't have enough Americans to really get involved in this, and until we do, you're not going to change the dynamic of this. The government's out of control, we all agree. But how do you go about the solutions? And there's plenty of solutions left in America. The fact that I can wake up every day, spend time with my wife and children, that I can go protest and not be molested, tells me that we can go on the radio and do what we're doing, tells me there's a lot of freedom left. We just need to learn to use it correctly. That's it.
Absolutely.
And that's why I don't support what the Bundys are doing. If we are truly out of any other option, that might be a discussion point, but the fact is we're not. I mean, how much money would it take, do you think, to tell the whole nation this simple piece that, look, they were forced to sign to give their land virtually to the government based on first right of refusal? There's no authority for that kind of a forced signing. That's a very good issue. If you write the headline right and you perpetuate it enough, if we had real money, we could get that done.
Absolutely. And that is the issue. The federal government has the deeper pockets that we provide them with to use against us. It's used against us, the people that we pay in our taxes to the federal government.
Right now, the story is that Ammon is forcing with guns. The story should be the federal government forced an innocent elderly couple to betray their family and their lineage on their land. The force is by the government, and that just needs to be properly articulated.
Absolutely. And I want to express with the Hammond anyone listening to this radio show, unless you were standing there and you were there, so you can relate to this and feel the emotion, see the tears in their eyes and feel that. I don't think I've ever been overcome with so much emotion for a cause that I stood for until I was standing face to face. We've met with the Hammonds previously, but at the rally on Saturday when we were on their front porch, knowing that Dwight was reporting to prison this morning and his wife was going to be left alone today to tend to the ranch, whatever she needed to do, was so heartbreaking. The emotion is not even something I can describe. And unless you were there to feel that, you can't even...
But the rallying cry shouldn't be patriots take over federal building. The rallying cry should be, you know what? An old man's in jail because the government's out of control and forcing them to sign over their land and or do the first right of refusal on their land. The problem is the whole tale's wrong, sir.
Yes, absolutely. The many will say, well, they got their due process. You may call it that, but that due process was done unconstitutionally, and it failed them. And that's what we need to stand for. That's the change we need to make. The due process is not something that's negotiable. The Fifth Amendment of the Constitution guarantees us that. It's non-negotiable.
Well, and the federal government doesn't have the right to this land at all either. There's a list in the Constitution of the reasons the federal government can own land, and wildlife refuges and or taking over somebody's ranch is not two of them.
No, absolutely not. And I didn't believe I read anything in there either about a first right of refusal for the federal government. So they're absolutely operating outside the confines of the Constitution. But we need to hold them accountable for that.
Any final thoughts, Brandon? I just believe the whole narrative could be different if enough Americans get involved. And if we spend time on our educating, we could make a big difference. And right now, sadly, Ammon is bringing a lot of attention. I believe it's the wrong attention. The real key, the real focus in my mind is peacefully getting Ammon and his crew out of there. Number one. And number two, trying to let the Hammonds go home to their family. There's no reason they should be in prison. There's no reason the taxpayers should fund that. And the real focus should be on the abuses to their land.
Absolutely agree with you 100%. Don't get wrapped up in the Ammon situation. Don't get wrapped up in that. Take that attention and put it towards calling the district attorney's office in Eugene, Oregon, and voicing your thoughts and concerns about the Hammond. Tell them it's not okay. We need to focus our direction over there. This needs to stay in the focus of the Hammond.
All right, we're out of time. I'm sorry. Give your website again, Brandon.
Our website, www.iiipercentidaho.org.
IIIPercentIdaho.org. Brandon Curtis, thank you for your leadership, sir. Godspeed. Keep in touch.
Thank you, sir.
God there bless. He goes. We the people can preserve this country, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.